Wix is yet another website creator that seems to have cropped up in the W section of the alphabet. It's a very sophisticated offering, one that works on HTML5. So actually working with it is really straightforward, but it also comes with a host of other features too, things like transitions from one page to another. Instead of clicking and then waiting for the next page to load, you get a sort of transition, which is all editable by you. You can choose how that happens. So, creating your Wix site requires you to create an account. There are lots of premium features, but they tend to be offered for people who are creating organizational sites or commercial or business enterprise orientated sites. But things like having your own domain, that's the sort of thing that you're going to get in the premium one. However, once you're logged into your account and you set it up, the first thing you're going to want to do is to choose one of the themes. There's an awful lot to choose from, and themes have a different look and feel to them. They have a different layout and setup and number of pages and different types of pages offered as standard. But you can choose one of those if you want, if you see something you like, or by all means start from scratch. It offers you the option to choose from a blank site to start with. For students, they'll probably start with, if you're going to use it with your students, they want to use one of the templates. And when they've done that, they can customize things. So you can customize their background, you can just choose a different color scheme, you can choose the fonts that it's made from. Then the elements which are on the page or pages, you can choose text elements, and it's simply a matter of choosing a title or a paragraph text. You can also add an image, as you'd expect, a gallery of images or a media. Each of these is a different element which occurs in a frame that you can position on the page just by dragging and dropping it. And then you can resize it. You can change some of the settings for it if that's appropriate. You can add shapes and buttons and menus, and then there are things like online store. Interestingly, Wix comes with a really varied selection of apps and widgets. So you can have membership of your site and have a members login button. You can add a Flickr gallery or a Google map. You can add contact forms or favicons or check out your statistics and so forth. So there's an awful lot that you can, categories like utilities and social networkers and so forth. So excuse for not having quite a wide array of offerings on your site. The key, of course, will be to keep it as simple and clean as possible without going overboard, and where the tricky bit comes for the students, and that's where their learning begins.